Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
Doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot,
and a real nerd
can follow the plot, and a real nerd
will give it all they got.
Lights, camera, action.
Hi, I am Ryan from Real Nerds. This is James from Real Nerds, and you are?
I am Kara Nicole, also known as AZ Power Girl.
Hi, AZ Power Girl. You are dressed up as the DC character Power Girl.
I am.
And do you do lots of conventions? Do you go around to conventions and tell us what you do?
I go to conventions. I report on conventions. I report on some cosplay, some famous people, artists, books, everything. I have my own show called Nerds at the Round Table, where I review independent comic books.
Awesome.
I do some reporting for WGTR Radio and report on the Comic-Cons, and I also am a booth babe.
Awesome. We love booth babes. Who doesn't, right?
Well, Sunday I'll be here at Table 63 with Project Shadows as his character Dark Sith.
Oh, cool.
His book.
Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to tell our loyal listeners of Real Nerds? Where can we find you online? Can we follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm really bad at Twitter. I'm not too bad at Facebook, especially when there's a con. It's like you don't hear from me for a while, then suddenly there's a flood of pictures and what's going on. I'm on Facebook at Facebook slash AKA Power Girl. That's my Kara Nicole page where you can be my friend. But it's getting pretty full. You can also like my fan page at Facebook/AZPowerGirl.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to sit with us. How did you get into comics?
How did I get into comics? Actually, I've been in comics for many, many years. An old friend of mine from high school who's here with me introduced me to comics back in the day. And about a year and a half ago, I started cosplaying as Power Girl for the Justice League of Arizona.
Awesome.
For their charity group. We did Comic-Con in Phoenix, and suddenly I was Geek Prom Queen, and chosen by Adam Baldwin.
Very nice.
Who is awesome.
Wow. I love Adam Baldwin on Angel.
He was okay, but you know, everyone likes Firefly, of course.
Of
what
course.
About Chuck? Yeah. What about Chuck?
Yeah, of
Chuck
course.
Gotta dig Chuck. Is he here this weekend?
I don't think so. I don't know.
He's not listed.
Okay. Well, I saw him last weekend at Ace at Albuquerque Comic Expo.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Great guy. I also saw Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, wow.
Does his own charity work. We had a little chat about that. I interviewed him.
Yeah, I read an interesting article about him. He wrote a book about his life and mm-hmm. going through his charity and stuff. I just read that.
It's actually, his charity is about fitness for kids.
Awesome.
So that's fantastic.
Sorry, I grew up fat, so...
So what? Okay, you grew up fat. I got a great story for you. So I'm at Phoenix Comic Con, and I'm doing a panel with Ethan Van Sciver.
Love him.
Okay, love him. He's so hilarious. First of all, let me tell you, his table, he's an artist. He's got his manifesto from 2008. He's got a few pages from some comic books that he's, you know, been drawing, and he's doing sketches. He has no page saying this is what I charge, whatever. No, it's written on the table in black Sharpie. $20 sketches. $20 book. Everything's $20, I think, because that's probably the denomination he's most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're doing a panel, and he starts going on this whole tangent about Slim Goodbody. And actually, I have all this on film on Nerds at the Round Table on YouTube. And going off about Slim Goodbody on PBS is on between Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers, and he's this skinny white guy with a great big afro with organs all over his all over his white unitard. It's like, I hate Slim Goodbody. He goes to schools telling kids to eat healthy and showing them his rectum. When I show people my rectum, then I get sexual harassment charges pressed against me. So what I did is I created a green bodysuit with rotting organs all over it. And I call myself Chunk Bad Body. And every time Slim Goodbody's at a school, I show up and I kick his...
You can cuss.
I can cuss. Right. I kick his ass.
It's the internet.
It's the internet. So he kicks his ass. And I'm thinking, he is full of crap, right? It sounds like a total joke. And then I saw the pictures. And,
then I
spoke to his wife.
Wow.
And she says, I hate that costume. He tries to wear that thing to bed.
That is awesome.
It was so awesome. Now, this is a panel on convention stories. We're telling our stories about different conventions. We both travel to conventions all over the place all the time. And this is what he starts yakking on about. It was so hilarious.
That's awesome. That just made my day.
Yeah, that was a great story.
Being fat made my day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chunk Bad Body.
Chunk Bad Body.
Well...
From
I don't
Man
know if, I, if he's going around kicking people's asses. I don't know if I can use him as a
only kicking Slim Goodbody.
Only Slim Goodbody.
Only Slim Goodbody.
And Slim Goodbody needs a good ass kicking every once in a while. I mean, let's
like
face it.
That's
pick an
point.
Organ and kick it. It's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, so this is what I do. I travel all over. I go to conventions. I've worked for Marvel Comics at San Diego Comic Con last year.
Really?
Cool. I will be at San Diego Comic Con this year. I will be with a book called Terminal Alice.
Awesome.
And I'll be three characters from their book.
Very cool.
Wow.
And I'll try to bust out the Power Girl for all you AZ Power Girl fans.
Awesome. Is that, is the Power Girl your favorite comic character? Is that...
You know, I...
Or just because...
say I resemble her.
You know, you do. And I was just wondering if you dress like her because you resemble her or you really like her a lot.
I really like her a lot, but I'm really a big fan of the Power Girl when she was going through her, you know, I'm addicted to... diet soda and it makes her aggressive, like that's my face in a crappy apartment with like no furniture and no job, you know, not the whole look I run my own computer company, look how smart I am. I just shot myself in the head with this gun. Shows how smart you were in the first place to do that. But no, I really dig the whole NutraSweet addicted,
nice,
aggressive, no job, crappy apartment living Power Girl.
It was an interesting take on a
it
Kryptonian.
Was. It gave her personality.
It did.
Absolutely.
It really did, and I really dig in that. Now, isn't Amanda Conner supposed to be here?
She is. I believe so, yes.
I would love, love, love to meet Amanda Conner. Ooh, I should go see if Mike Grell can introduce me. He's awesome. Have you talked to Mike Grell?
No.
He's here. He's fantabulous.
We will. We're trying to talk to everybody. That's our goal. That's our goal.
Well, you know what? Somebody needs to get out from the table and go out there because that's where they are.
Totally.
We have.
So is the next thing you're doing Comic-Con San Diego?
Yes. The next thing I'm doing. Well, Comic-Con is San Diego. Next weekend, I have my own movie that is being released in Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
That will be available, donate to download, July 27th, I believe. But it'll be at the Film Bar in Phoenix, Arizona next weekend and the following two weekends, Friday nights.
Very cool.
Awesome.
So it's called The Detective's Lover. You can find it online, and I am the female lead.
Awesome. Well, it was very nice meeting you, AZ Power Girl.
You too. You guys on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. Absolutely. We're at the Real Nerds Podcast.
The Real Nerds
on Facebook.
Podcast. All right. Well, I'll have to...
You should.
I'll friend you.
You should, and that would be really nice of you, because I'm sure you're way more popular than we are. I don't know why. I can't...
A couple of fat dudes at a table.
Yeah, or...
that he walks around.
So when are you guys going to get to Phoenix?
When we get money.
Well, the last time I was in Phoenix, I got stuck on a road to the dump in a car that shook.
Okay.
So it's probably going to take a lot, but, you know, it might happen.
You know, that's what happened to me in Albuquerque last weekend.
Really?
It did. Two cars broke down on the way to my ride, and then the car broke down on the way home about 15 miles outside of Flagstaff.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that whole southwest corner. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's just insane.
It just ends. Roads end.
I don't know how people live there.
We don't.
Says the guy who lives in the desert.
We don't. So Denver is fantastic. Oh, yeah. I actually grew up here, and this is not the Denver I grew up in.
No, we were just talking about how crazy it is that there's a huge con here, because usually it's Starfest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we have
something serious.
Serious.
Yeah. You got Comic-Con. I actually saw they had a table in Seattle at Emerald City Comic Con.
Did they really?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
Denver Comic Con did, and went over and said hi, and I was like, hey, you know, I definitely got to make sure I come out to this one.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Well, welcome home.
What's Terminal Alice about?
terminal. You know? I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
You just know
what the customer
is like. They
hired
me, and I'm going, okay, I need to, like, you need to send me the book, please. It's actually pretty new, and it's being published through Zenoscope.
Oh, okay.
And it was funny because he hit me up. We actually talked back in September about another book he's doing called Whore. He's like, hey, would you like my book? I mean, back when it was like nothing. I'm like, sure, I'll like your book. And he liked my fan page, and, you know, we started there. And then he hits me up, and he's like, you're friends with Raven Gregory from Zenoscope.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, we want you for this, and, you know, we think you look like this character. And I'm like, well, you know, check my credentials. And, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, I know who you are. And but you're friends with Raven. It's like, Raven is friends with a lot of interesting people. He's a very good friend of mine,
you know,
actually.
I met him at the comic auction in Mile High Comics a couple weeks ago.
He was there.
He was there with Roger Stern, and he was really funny.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he was telling stories.
No, that wasn't. That was...
Or a month ago.
That was 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. But he was telling really funny stories about how he makes really scary stories so his kids stop doing bad things. It was
his
amazing.
His kids are hilarious. I know all of his children.
Awesome.
I've been to his house numerous times. He lives right by me, actually.
Awesome.
We frequent the same places and, you know...
Awesome.
Talk in the middle of the night, and I'll barge into his house, and, you know, actually, Ebass is a very good friend of his also.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know Eric Basaldua?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're
it's,
all
it's,
like
it's
the
like
same.
A tight-knit group.
It is. It is. I actually saw Nii last weekend at Albuquerque.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We're all.
You're all friends. We need friends,
friends
like that.
We need friends like that. Well, a lot
I
of them
need
are
any
here.
Yeah. A lot of them are here.
Get out from behind the table. Go say hi.
Well, I make my wife do it because she's way more attractive
That's
than
your
I
wife?
Am. It is. She is.
Yeah, she is way more attractive than you are.
She is. I know, right? Lucky.
Yeah. No kidding.
That's the most honest moment I've ever had in my life. That was awesome. No, I am not insulted.
That is so true.
I am not insulted. That was amazing.
I was actually looking at her haircut going, man, I should totally cut my hair like that.
I always told her to grow her hair long.
Wear a wig.
Around the house.
Yes. Just don't pull it because then it's like, ah!
Yes, and then it's creepy.
And then it's creepy, and then her hair's all messed up anyway, and now you've got a creepy thing hanging from your hand, and her hair's all screwed up, and, you know, and there goes that moment.
Absolutely.
Unless it's the moment you're going for.
You never know. I could be caught in a moment where I need to do that. You never know. Thank you so much for taking time to sit down with us. I'm sure you're really popular here.
It's not bad.
Because, you know, I noticed our table was a lot more deep
like
with you here.
Stuff,
yeah. Right? So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
And we will like you on Facebook.
I will like you on Facebook.
Thank you, AZ
like
Power
BFFs,
Girl.
Right, forever?
Totally.
Totally.
Did you want to pimp yourself out one more time before you leave here?
One more time. I am AZ Power Girl. Find me on Facebook at AZ Power Girl or Kara Nicole. I'm also working on my website, azpowergirl.com and azpowergirl.net. Google AZ Power Girl. I'm like the first six pages, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
A real nerd knows you shot. A real nerd can follow the plot. A real nerd will give it all he got. Lights, camera, action. A real nerd.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!